Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we'd like to welcome everyone to Adecoagro's second quarter 2018 results conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. Marino Bosch, CEO, Mr. Charlie Boero-Hughes, CFO, and Mr. Juan Ignacio Galleano, Investor Relations Manager. We'd like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer section. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star then zero to reach an operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Adecoagro's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Adecoagro and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Marino Bosch, CEO. Mr. Bosch, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, and thank you for joining Adecoagro's 2018 second quarter results conference. As you may have seen in our release, we finalized strong financial and operational quarter in all of our businesses. In a complicated world, this is only explained by our daily work and effort in order to increase productivity and reduce unitary cost of production. As we always stress out, we find this the only sustainable way to become the low-cost producers and generate stable and attractive returns throughout the commodity cycle. In our sugar, ethanol, and energy business, we continue maximizing ethanol production, reaching 77% on a year-to-date basis, making us the producers with the highest degree of flexibility in the production mix. This represents a clear competitive advantage compared to the other players in the industry and put us in a very good position to maximize returns during the pricing dynamics of sugar and ethanol of the next 18 months. At the same time, during the first half of the year, we crushed 35% more sugarcane compared to the previous year. Last year's investment to add nominal crushing capacity at our cluster and to increase our sugarcane plantation resulted in a higher cane availability, enabling us to increase milling operations. Higher crushing activities, in turn, allowed us to export an all-time record of 300,000 megawatt hour and profit from higher energy prices. Moving to the farming and land transformation business, we reported a solid financial performance. In our crops business, we suffered the impact of the drought that hit Argentina. However, thanks to the hard and coordinated work of our teams at the field, we were able to offset this negative effect. In addition, the depreciation of the Argentine peso further contributed to the reduction of our cost of production. Our rice business outperformed during this harvest year. All the investments related to water management, including laser leveling, improving logistics of the transportation of the rough rice from the farms to the mills, and enhancing industrial efficiencies have paid off. Yields increased by 16% compared to the previous harvest year, while at the same time, the conversion factor increased, resulting in a more efficient industrial process. Moving to land transformation, during the quarter, we sold two farms located in Western Bahia, Brazil, for almost $53 million. That is a premium of 37% to the Cushman & Wakefield latest independent appraisal. As a summary, so far has been a very good first semester. We believe we are on the right track to conclude another solid fiscal year, generating attractive returns. Now Charlie will go through the numbers of the quarter.
Thank you, Mariano. Good morning, everyone. Let's start on page 4, where I would like to comment on our industrial performance. During this quarter, crushing activities reached 3.8 million tons, 54% higher compared to the same period of last year. Investments that we've been doing since the beginning of 2017 are paying off. Indeed, the expansion capex we deployed to increase nominal crushing capacity at the cluster and to expand sugarcane area explain the growth in crushing activities. Adequate weather conditions, in turn, resulted in a 48% higher effective milling days. At the same time, enhanced industrial operations allowed us to make a better use of our fixed assets. This jumps to page 5, where I would like to highlight our agricultural productivity. We remain fully focused on agricultural productivity since we understand that it is among the main drivers for becoming a low-cost producer. Over 70% of total production costs are related to sugarcane production at the field. As a result, sugarcane yields in the first half of 2018 reached 96 tons per hectare, 8% higher year over year. In addition to enhanced agricultural efficiencies, higher yields were explained by adequate weather conditions during the first semester of 2018, which favored cane development coupled with a longer average growth cycle for the cane harvested compared to the previous season. TRS content reached 120 kilos per ton in the first 6 months of 2018, 3% higher year over year. The combination of these two effects resulted in TRS production per hectare of 11.5 tons, 11% higher than last year's first semester. Let's turn now to slide 6, where I would like to discuss our production mix. As you can see on the top right chart, ethanol production more than doubled during the first 6 months of 2018 compared to the same period of the previous year, reaching 304,000 cubic meters. We continued maximizing ethanol production in order to benefit from higher ethanol relative prices. Indeed, out of the total TRS production, 77% went to ethanol. This marked a record high and represents a 40% increase year over year. As it can be seen in the bottom right chart, anhydrous and hydrous ethanol traded at 17.3 and 16.4 cents per pound sugar equivalent on average during this semester, which represents a 38% and 31.7% premium to sugar respectively. This high flexibility puts in evidence the high quality of our mills, allowing us to rapidly shift production in response to changes in relative prices. Furthermore, ethanol weight on EBITDA distribution for the sugar, ethanol, and energy business has almost doubled in the first 6 months of 2018 compared to the same period of the previous year, reaching 65% of total recorded EBITDA. At the same time, sugar represents only 20% of total EBITDA generated during the first half of the year. Let's move ahead to slide 7. In the top right chart, you can see that exported energy reached approximately 230,000 megawatt hours in the second quarter of 2018, 39% higher compared to the same period of last year. This was mainly explained by the availability of additional bagasse as a result of higher crushing activities. Energy prices, at the same time, increased during the quarter, explained by higher consumption and drier weather conditions. Cogen efficiency went down 11% from 67 kilowatt-hour per ton in the second quarter of 2017 to 61 kilowatt-hour per ton in the second quarter of 2018. As we significantly increased crushing operations, we accumulated more bagasse than our consumption capacity at the boilers. It's worth mentioning that the leftover bagasse will be carried forward and burned throughout the second half of the year. Our efficiency ratio should increase in tandem. Let's please turn to slide 8, where I would like to discuss quarterly sales. In order to analyze the evolution of total revenues, it's necessary to evaluate the average realized TRS price. During the second quarter of 2018, average TRS price suffered an 18.5% reduction compared to the same period of last year. As we will shortly see, the dynamics of each of the components of that price, sugar, ethanol, and energy, was quite different. However, it's worth noting that during the second quarter of 2017, we maximized sugar production, and as a consequence, the weight of sugar when calculating the percentage change in total revenues is quite large. In this line, sugar prices will mostly drive the evolution of total revenues during the second quarter of 2018. Having clarified this point, let's now analyze the individual evolution of each product. In the case of ethanol, as we decided to keep on maximizing ethanol production, sales volumes increased by 49% compared to last year. Average selling price reached $456 per cubic meter, or 20.7 cents per pound sugar equivalent. The combination of these effects resulted in a 47% increase in net sales. In the case of energy, net sales increased 33% year over year. As previously explained, this was the result of the combination of higher selling volumes and realized prices measured in US dollars. Regarding sugar, sales volume totaled 106,000 tons, marking a 41% reduction compared to the same period of last year. Again, this fall is the result of having maximized ethanol production. Sugar prices, in turn, continued the downward trend, resulting in 56% lower net sales. Let's please turn to slide 9, where I would like to discuss production costs. In the table, you can see at the bottom, total production costs during the first half of the year reached 6.3 cents per pound, 26% lower compared to the same period of last year. This is mainly explained by higher crushing volumes that contributed to dilute fixed costs, enhanced agricultural and industrial efficiencies, and a decrease in Consecana price, which resulted in lower leasing expenses. It's important to highlight that unit costs, measured in dollars, were further reduced by the year-over-year depreciation of the Brazilian real. In order to get to total cash cost production, maintenance capex should be added on the ground stat. Even if it's not expensed, maintenance capex in the sugar and ethanol industry is recurring capex that needs to be done to maintain industrial and cane productivity. However, it's worth noting that most of the maintenance capex is deployed during the first half of the year, distorting cash cost calculations on a quarterly basis. As we get to our annual crushing target, total cash costs should be in a range of 9.3 to 9.6 cents per pound. Finally, to conclude with the sugar, ethanol, and energy business, please turn to slide 10, where I would like to discuss financial performance. Adjusted EBITDA for the first semester of 2018 reached $128.9 million, 41% higher compared to last year's same period. The main factors that contributed to the increase were the 54% increase in sugarcane crushing, higher ethanol and energy average selling prices and selling volumes, and a $3.9 million higher result from the mark-to-market effect of our commodity hedge position. These positive effects were partially offset by a $1.3 million higher loss resulting from the updated fair value of our unharvested biological assets as a result of lower sugar prices. Furthermore, adjusted EBITDA margin, net of third-party commercialization, went from 47% in the first half of 2017 to 78% in the first 6 months of 2018. Let's now move to page 12, where I would like to focus on the current status of the 2017 and 18 harvest year. As of the end of April, harvest operations for most of our crops were almost ended, with 88% of total area already harvested. We expect to harvest the remaining area during August. On a consolidated basis, yields have decreased as a result of the drought that hit Argentina during the first quarter. It's fair to say that most of the impact is already booked, and we should not expect any further significant effect. Rice yields reached 6.9 tons per hectare, 16% higher compared to the previous harvest year. Dry weather, coupled with a longer exposure to solar radiation, allowed the crop to properly develop. At the same time, higher agricultural technification enhanced efficiencies and contributed to higher yields. It's important to notice that this evidenced the benefits of our production diversification strategy as a way to mitigate weather risk. Towards the end of the second quarter of 2018, Adecoagro began its planting activities for the 2018 and 19 harvest year. As of the date of this report, a total of 36,533 hectares of wheat have been successfully planted and are developing normally, favored by adequate soil conditions. Let's move to page 13, where I would like to walk you through the financial performance of our farming business. On a quarterly basis, adjusted EBITDA for the farming business was $25 million, 127% higher compared to the same period of 2017. This improvement is mainly attributed to the 6.5 and 7.2 million increase in results in our crops and rice business respectively. This was primarily explained by enhanced operational efficiencies, the depreciation of the Argentine peso, which together redounded in a reduction of production costs, and higher yields from our rice business. On a cumulative basis, adjusted EBITDA totaled 43.8 million, 43% above last year. In addition to the previously referred drivers, these positive results were partially offset by the negative mark-to-market of our commodity hedge position. Let's move to page 14, where I would like to walk you through our land transformation business. Adjusted EBITDA for our land transformation business during the first 6 months of 2018 totaled 36.2 million compared to a null result during the first 6 months of 2017. During June 2018, we completed the sale of Rio Janeiro and Coquita farms, located in Western Bahia and Tocantins respectively. The aggregate selling price reached 53 million for a total of 9,300 croppable hectares. I would like to highlight that both farms were sold at a 37% consolidated premium to the latest Cushman and Wakefield independent farmland appraisal. Over the last 12 years, we've been able to generate gains of over 200 million by strategically selling at least one of our fully mature farms per year. Monetizing a portion of our land transformation gains allow us to redeploy the capital into higher yielding activities, enabling us to continue growing and enhancing shareholder value. Let's move to page 16, which shows the evolution of Adecoagro's consolidated